I would like to end my talk by giving the quotation of the glorious Quran from Surah Hajj, chapter number 22, verse number 73, which says, Amen, listen to this parable. All those who you take for protector besides Allah, if all of them gather together to create a fly, they cannot even create a fly. If all those who you worship besides Allah, even if they gathered, they will not be able to create a fly. And if the fly snatches away something, they will not be even able to get it back. Feeble are those who petition, feeble are those who they petition. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Now we get into the most interesting part of the evening, the question and answer session. We have three mics, two for the brothers, one in the front, that's to my left here, one in the back, one to my left, and one in the right for the sisters. Please give your name and your profession. The preference of order will be for non-Muslims first, one question at a time. If anybody has to ask the second question, they have to get back to the queue and come again. Now I start on to my front left. The first question, it will be for the non-Muslim brothers. First will be the mic on to my left, the second back there on to my left, and third for the sister. So we come in a clockwise direction. Yes, brother. First give your name and your profession.
My name is Krishna Rao. I am working as a general manager abroad. Luckily today, I've come here with one of my friend who has brought me here today. In fact, Dr. Zaki, I have seen him on TV, and always I had, this is a great opportunity that God has given me to see him personally and ask a question which always I had a doubt in my life, that why God didn't create one religion, or he didn't make one religion for everybody so that peace would have been prevailed on this earth. He knew it, or he never knew about it, that these are the problems which are going to be faced.
Brother, asked a very good question, very important question. Why did not God create only one religion? Why did he create all the different religions so there would be no confusion, no fighting? And I agree with him, it's a very good question. And if you read the Quran, Allah says in the Quran in Surah Al-Imran, chapter number 3, verse 19, Inna dina inda la al-Islam. The only religion acceptable in the sight of Allah is Islam. Islam means submitting of will to Almighty God. So if you read all the religions, Almighty God only sent messengers to preach one religion. All the messengers that came, right from Adam, peace be upon him, right down Noah, Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, peace be upon them all the prophets, and our beloved prophet said, there were 124,000 messengers sent on the face of the earth. And it's mentioned in the Quran in Surah Fatir, chapter 35, verse 24, وَإِمْ مِنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَافِيَا نَزِيرٍ. There is not a nation or a tribe to whom we have not sent a warner or a guide. Allah says in Surah Ra'd, chapter number 13, verse number 7, وَلِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ هَادٍ. And to every people have we sent a warner. Now all the messengers that came, brother, they taught nothing but submitting their will to Almighty God. And the basic message that all these messengers taught, oneness of God. He did not beget. He has got no mother, he has got no father, he is only one, there is nothing like him. But due to passage of time, all what the messengers preached, it got corrupted. And if you heard my talk, I mentioned that most of the scriptures that came before the Quran, they got changed. And Allah says in the Quran, in several places, if he wanted, he could have made everyone submit his will to God. Everyone Muslim. See, Muslim brother, don't take it as a religion. The real meaning of Islam is, it's a deen, it's a way of life. Submitting your will to God. And Muslim doesn't mean a person who has the name Zakir, Abdullah, Sultan. Muslim means a person who submits his will to God. If you submit your will to God in Arabic, I will call you as a Muslim. So don't go on the labels given, Sultan, Zakir, Abdullah. Muslim in Arabic means a person who submits his will to God. Anyone who submits his will to God, he is called as a Muslim. So all the messengers that came, they taught that we have to submit our will to God. All of them taught monotheism, all taught Tawheed. But by the passage of time, all these scriptures kept on changing. And that is the reason Almighty God, He sent the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And the last and final revelation, glorious Quran. Now all the messengers that came before Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, all the revelations that came before the Quran, they were only meant for those people and for that time. By name, four are mentioned in the Quran. Torah, Zabur, Injil and the Quran. Torah is the Wahi, the revelation which was given to Moses, peace be upon him. Zabur is the Wahi, the revelation given to David, peace be upon him. Injil is the Wahi, the revelation given to Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. And Quran is the last and final revelation given to the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. But Quran also says in Surah Ra'd, chapter number 13, verse number 38, it says, لِكُلِّ أَجْلٍ كِتَابٍ. In every age have we sent a revelation. There were several revelations sent down. But all the revelation that came before the Quran and all the messengers that came before Prophet Muhammad, they were sent only for those people and for that time. That is the reason Almighty God did not think it fit to preserve it. But since Quran is the last and final revelation, not only sent for the Muslims or the Arabs, it is sent for the whole of humanity. And Prophet Muhammad, he is not sent only for the Muslims or the Arabs, he has been sent for the whole of humanity. That is the reason he has been prophesied in all the major world religious scriptures. And this book, the Quran, Allah says in Surah Hijr, chapter number 15, verse number 9, we have revealed the Quran and we shall guard it from corruption. So what we realize, that Almighty God sent messengers to preach only one religion. That is, submitting your will to Almighty God. In Arabic, I say Islam. Jesus Christ never came to preach Christianity. The word Christianity doesn't exist in the Bible. Do you know that? In the full Bible, the word Christianity is not there. He didn't preach Christianity. The word Christian was a nickname given to the followers of Jesus at Antioch, mentioned in the book of Acts. Nickname. So Jesus Christ preached Islam. It's mentioned in the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse number 30, Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, said that not my will, but my Father's will. God's will. In Arabic, he preached nothing but Islam. Similarly, if you read Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna said that you have to submit your will to God. If you understand Arabic, he says that you have to accept Islam. So what we realize, that all the messengers taught nothing but submitting our will to God. That is the reason the Quran says in Surah Imran, chapter 3, verse 19, Inna Deena Indallah al-Islam. The only way of life accepted in the sight of God is submitting our will to Almighty God. So what we have to go back to the original scriptures. Go back to the commandment of Almighty God and submit your will to the commandment of God, and then you will be following the straight path. Hope that answers the question well.